I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I had a chance to sit down with Mary Dowling, the CEO of the Beacon House in Marquette. She joined us with an update on how things are going now that the facility is open and up and running. Here's more with Mary Dowling from Beacon House.
So we're 2 weeks old, and it's so wonderful to see how this whole thing has unfolded. Since January 3rd, we opened the doors and our first guest checked in, and now we see how it's working, and it's just amazing. It's 27,000 square feet of pure love over there. It is just absolutely amazing. And whereas in the old Beacon House, we keep doing the comparisons, the old Beacon House, I had one person at the front desk and that was adequate. Right now, I have been operating with three people at the front desk to greet and give tours and to show the guests where everything is and how it all works and take them to their rooms and just the whole explanation. So everything's brand new to everybody. And so it's literally taken triple the number of staff just for us to do the same thing we did at the old place.
Now, I have to ask you, I mean, you've been coordinating this effort for years. I mean, we've been working with you for, I don't know, what has it been, nine years?
It was 7 years of fundraising.
Yeah, exactly.
And about 5 years of planning. And then, of course, this last year has been miraculous.
Now, you're still running around like the energetic bunny that you are. But you were telling me before we went on the air about an early Sunday morning here just over the last little bit. Tell me about what that was like.
Walt, it was so amazing to get into the kitchen and just start making some food and watching all the people come downstairs, come into the kitchen, and then just start bonding together. I turned the football game on. There was all the good food kitchen smells. And it was just so amazing because for a little bit of time, seven people forgot they had cancer. Yeah. Two mothers forgot they had babies in the NICU under 4 pounds. There was one woman who, when she checked in, she was so frightened. Her surgery was the next morning. She was having neurosurgery. And she turned from this very shaky little frightened lady to just hilarious. It was so much fun. And just that joy you feel, you know how it is on like a holiday in your house where you've got all the relatives and everybody's coming together and there's just so much sharing and fun and joking. That was exactly what it was like. It was like we created this incredible space for everyone to become a family.
We talked a moment ago about what it's like for it to be open, but we also wanted to make sure to give you an opportunity to tell folks that you're looking for volunteers. You're actually looking, doing some hiring possibly.
Yes.
And so tell us about that.
Well, we are open 24/7. I should say we have someone in the house 24/7 because sometimes at 2 o'clock in the morning, one of our cancer patient gets up and they need a little love, a little support, maybe somebody to talk to, a cup of coffee. I find that fascinating that we drink coffee at 2 o'clock in the morning, but hey, we will do whatever it takes. But it's marvelous to have people in the house all the time. And as much as I want to be there 24/7, I need some friends over there with me.
Well, it was obviously a big challenge to get this put together, to get this finalized, to get it open to the way it is. But now I think people don't realize the challenges moving forward, and that is staffing and keeping the place going, which can be very, very difficult. You know, Walt brought up a really interesting point. You know, if you live around here, technically this place isn't for us, but in a way it kind of is because it has become a part of the community and has become a part of who we are. And so it is up to us to make sure that it keeps going.
Oh, thank you for saying that. It does feel like a gift to our community, the Upper Peninsula community. And, you know, being here in Marquette, I have people stroll in the door all the time saying, okay, so what do you need? What do you need volunteer-wise? Right. And the one thing that's really rising up to the surface is my kitchen. It is the most wonderful kitchen. There's three cooking stations in there. There's a help-yourself refrigerator, help-yourself pantry. All the guests have their own cupboards where they can keep their own food because it's really expensive to eat out in Marquette, and especially if you have health issues.
So if people want to volunteer or they want to find out more about maybe some employment opportunities, what's a good way to get that going?
Right. We're in the process of updating our website with all that exciting stuff. And I got a little sidetracked with the opening and being at the front desk myself.
A little bit,
So forgive me if everything isn't there yet, but certainly email me, mary@upbeaconhouse.org with any interest that you have. Give us a call at 225-7100. Visit our website, upbeaconhouse.org. And just, you know, let us know what you're good at and what your passion is, and we'll find a place for you. It's so marvelous. The one thing people say when they come there is, this feels so peaceful and so joyful. Mm. It's a quiet place. It's not a loud place, but it's got an energy and a spiritual happiness to it that is just something else. And everyone that walks in the door brings a little of that to us.
Well, it's been really fascinating to watch this thing go from start to not finish, but start to where you are now. And it's the next step, next evolutionary step in this thing. So it is important that people not only take a look at opportunities of volunteering, but you're still financially looking for stuff too.
Absolutely. I'm so thrilled and grateful that we were able to pay for construction completely. Mm-hmm. The day we opened without any debt. But now the operations. And again, I think I might've mentioned we've got a triple staff that we used to have because there's so much activity. There's so many people checking in and checking out. There's a lot going on over there and I need more people with those big smiling faces and happy hearts and with a passion for serving others.
And perhaps a nice checkbook too. Let's be frank here because you run on contributions.
We are donation based. Yes. Absolutely. And about half of the guests that have stayed there have left some beautiful donations already. Mm. And then the other half have just apologetically handed me a $20 bill after four nights and said, "This is all I've got." And I've said, "Don't you dare apologize. This is your why I'm here."
It all works together. How do they find out all of this info? Your website is what?
upbeaconhouse.org.
That's Barry Dowling, CEO of the Beacon House in Marquette. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindela.